If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome back to Ask Us Anything, where popular science answers your most outlandish, mind-burning questions, from what the universe is made of to why not everyone can touch their toes. I am your host, Claire Maldarelli.
And I'm producer Jess Bodie.
Alrighty, Jess, today's episode is just a tad bit depressing.
Oh dear.
Don't worry. It is not all doom and gloom. We have some news you can use, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess consider me prepared.
Okay. Let's get into it. Obviously, the pandemic has caused a lot of stress for a lot of people, myself included. And that anxiety has gone on for much longer than any of us ever hoped for back in March of 2020. Remember March 2020?
Barely.
Right?
Seems like 10 years ago.
It does. Another lifetime, honestly. Mm-hmm. But what are the consequences of all this stress? And what happens to our bodies when they are subjected to repeated pressure, trauma, worry, and anxiety from everything? A pandemic, to a toxic work environment, to family issues. Can stress actually kill you? The short answer is yes.
Oh my gosh.
More on this when we come back. And again, it's not all doom and gloom.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, we're here today to talk about stress, pressure, all of that. I feel like I'm playing the Queen song in my head right now. First, I have to credit journalist Lee Cowart for their contributions to this episode. The bulk of what you'll hear today came from an essay they reported for the spring 2021 issue of Popular Science magazine. You can read it on popsci.com. Big thanks to Lee for diving into this topic for us. And keep an eye out for their new book. It's called Hurt So Good, The Science and Culture of Pain on Purpose, and it is on sale now.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. I've heard it's great. I want to pick up a copy.
Yes, it is definitely worth a read. Okay, let's get to stressing out.
Yes. I mean, hey, did we ever stop?
So true. Before we talk about how the body gets all messed up when things go wrong, let's talk about how it typically manages life's routine annoyances. The key word here is balance. In 1926, a physiologist named Walter Bradford Cannon coined a term called homeostasis, which is defined as the body's ability to maintain a steady state of physical and chemical balance. When doctors and researchers started studying this phenomenon, they realized there were many variables that affected homeostasis. These included body temperature, blood pressure, and fluid balance, among other things. The body is filled with receptors and sensors that are constantly assessing for changes to its happy, balanced state. These include things like shifts in blood sugar, drops in blood oxygen levels, and threats to our physical safety that cause pain or excitement. When something is off, the body employs a wide variety of carefully calibrated instructions to reestablish the coveted homeostasis. In fact, our bodies are making tiny changes nearly every second to keep up with what we are eating, how we are using our bodies, and other surprises throughout the day. This process is streamlined and highly effective for minor shifts from the norm. A simple illness like the common cold, a tweaked ankle, or a rush to make it to your train on time. But a year plus of living through a pandemic is far from the average life annoyance.
Yeah, you can say that again. But yeah, what happens when we put that much long-term stress on our bodies?
Unfortunately, the system really does begin to break down over time. It gets harder for our bodies to maintain the balancing act. When we experience continued and prolonged stress, things don't quickly shift back to the status quo. Rather, because the stressor is still there and not going away, our system keeps reacting, and that can, unfortunately, cause some permanent damage.
Yikes. So what kind of damage are we talking about here?
So one major downside is that our bodies start to suppress production of dopamine, the absence of which can lead to depression and growth hormone, which is crucial for cell regeneration. Meanwhile, our bodies release high levels of cortisol and adrenaline, two substances that are key players in the so-called quote-unquote fight or flight response. Those two chemicals can hurt our health in the long run. Cortisol is especially troublesome. When we're in particularly stressful situations, a boost of cortisol can spike blood sugar, speed tissue repair, and divert energy away from any bodily function like digestion that isn't helping us handle the situation at hand. That was pretty useful in the days when danger meant fighting off a predator, but the same hormone makes an appearance when work, family, and other issues stress us out. So you're just left feeling clammy and nauseated and still being stressed out. Since the hormone also stimulates the production of glucose in the liver, high levels of prolonged stress can, in some people, result in increased visceral fat, which sits in your abdomen and blankets your organs. The presence of this visceral fat increases the risk for a variety of serious medical issues such as stroke, Alzheimer's disease, and type 2 diabetes, regardless of your overall body composition or fitness. Cortisol can decrease bone density and muscle mass too.
Yeah, none of that sounds great.
So, it does not.
Yeah, no, I'll take a pass. So is cortisol the main reason that stress is bad for us?
It's not the only factor. Other hormones like the corticotropin-releasing hormone, the neurotransmitter norepinephrine, and another molecule called interleukin-6, which regulates inflammation in the body, can, in excess, lead to anxiety and depression and other mental health issues too. Now, this may make you feel doomed.
Yes, I'm feeling doomed.
Yeah, I get it. I promise there's hope.
Okay, research, I'm staying with you.
Yes, let's follow the science. Research shows that there are things you can do to limit the effects of all of this terrible stress. Things like good eating habits, exercise, and proper sleep can all make a noticeable difference. Further, recent studies show that practicing regular meditation can also help control and regulate our minds and, in turn, our stress. In particular, a 2014 meta-analysis found that regular mindfulness meditation can reduce the negative effects of anxiety, depression, and pain associated with stress. So, if you feel that chronic stress is taking over your life, remember that while you might not be able to control the situation contributing to that stress, there are things you can do to help your body live to see the end of it.
That's a relief. Thanks, Claire.
My pleasure.
Ask Us Anything is a Popular Science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps new friends find the show. Ask Us Anything is written, researched, and produced by all of our hosts. Audio production, engineering, and mixing is done by me, Jess Bodie. Big thanks to Grace Wade and Lauren Leffer for keeping our facts straight, Katie Beloff for designing our logo, and Billy Cadden for making our theme music. If you'd like to submit a question to Ask Us Anything, shoot us an email at ask@popsci.com. Thanks for listening.